朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那你打篮球？
I say you play basketball.
Mike Jordan 坐在底下看你打。
If Mike Jordan's watching you play,
你会不会更认真一点？
Do you think you will play better?
像我第一次站讲台，不是第一次站讲台，我爸爸第一次坐在底下听我讲道的时候，那是要了我半条命。
The first time my dad listened to me preach was so difficult for me.
一方面我们从小怕他，因为他很严。
Because we feared him since our childhood because he was very strict.
第二个，我第一次讲道的时候，他已经讲了30多年。
Because when I started preaching, he has preached already for over 30 years.
他已经在台湾，人家到处请他讲道的，他讲道讲得很好的。
Because when he was in Taiwan, he would be invited.By churches to preach.
所以叫我站在他面前讲道的时候，第一次，哎，我真的是要破碎。
So, you asked me to preach in front of him for the first time. It really, break me.
但是我很感谢主，就是我第一次在我爸爸面前讲道的时候，他已经年长了，他变得很谦卑了。
But I'm very thankful. The first time that my dad listened to me preach, he was already very elderly, and he became so humble.
哦，他听完，他不仅仅夸奖我，他把我从前的袋子里掉出来继续听，好，害我很感动。
After he listened, not only that, he complimented me. He even went back to listen to the recordings of my previous messages, and I was really touched.
连我这样子的人
，someone like me.
我上个礼拜去做到新来组的时候，他们有一个姊妹该轮到她回馈，她就说她紧张的讲不出来，她不讲了。
Even someone like a small person like me, when I joined a newcomer, last week, a sister she was assigned to have feedback that she was so nervous that she couldn't do it because I was there.
连在我面前都会紧张。
She was so nervous in front of me.
就怕自己做不好。
She was afraid that she would not do a good job.
就很希望自己能做得好。
And she wished that she could do a good job.
就姊妹，你在这么多信心的伟人、见证人都在看我们，虽然你不知道他在看你。
But imagine all these great heroes of faith are watching us, even though we do not see them.
但是其实他们都在看着我们。
But yet they're all watching us.
因为怎么样，我们就要跑得好。
Therefore, we ought to run well.
一方面有这么多的同伴。
Because we have so many companions.
有这么多的榜样。
And so many examples.
另外一方面。
And on the other hand,
希伯来的作者告诉我们。
The author of Hebrew tells us.
要学会仰望耶稣，要学会思想耶稣。
We have to learn to look unto Jesus and to consider.
所以这是我上礼拜讲的，我现在只是简单提的，要学习 turn our eyes upon Jesus， 转眼来望他。
I mentioned about this last week that we ought to learn to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
NASB 把它翻译成要 fix your eyes upon Jesus， 不光转过来看，就要定着看，不要再转了。
NASB says to fix your eyes on Jesus, not only that you turn.And look upon Jesus, but you fix your eyes, focus on him, and don't turn away anymore.
然后底下叫我们说，你们要思想耶稣。
And consider Jesus.
要 consider Jesus. 弟兄姊妹啊，不光诗篇作者告诉我们，有了耶和华的律法，又昼夜思想的，这人变为有福。
Psalm tells us that anyone who has the law of the word of the Lord and meditate day and night, he is the one that's blessed.
希伯来的作者第三章跟第十二章都告诉我们要思想耶稣，要 consider Jesus.
The author of Hebrews tells us to consider Jesus in chapter 3 and also chapter 12.
你一望耶稣就活了。
The moment you look in Jesus.You look to Jesus, you will become alive.
你望耶稣，你就满了荣耀的盼望。
As you look at Jesus, you will be filled with the glorious hope.
当我们思想耶稣的时候，我们就越思想，我们就越喜乐，就越感恩。
The more we consider Jesus, the more we will rejoice and we'll be thankful.
我常常跟你们说，我从前在服事上碰到很大难处的时候，有时候连祷告都祷告不出来。
I shared with you before that, when I used to be so.Heavy burdened by my services, that I couldn't even pray.
而且那个时候一碰到难处的时候，常常觉得就是中国话说的祸不单行。
And also, whenever I run into difficulties, sometimes they don't just come, singly, they come together.
啊，那时候不是身体上出了很大的问题，痛啊，或是这个工作上碰到很大的压力啊，然后家里面可能孩子也生病啊，然后来到教会里面，教会又碰到难处，你就觉得指头五根不够算啊。
So sometimes things are like more than I could count with my single hand. Like I will run into difficulties with my health and at work, in the family or at church.
然后更糟糕的是自己信心软弱，然后最近也很软弱，也很烦躁。灵修生活也不正常，那真的是十个指头都不够了。
What makes it even worse would be I might be in a spiritually low condition, and then my devotion life is not regular. Anyway, just things just all pile up together.
你可以选择继续这样下去，而且就越来越糟。
You could choose to continue this way, and the condition will get worse and worse.
但是我们基督徒在这个时候有另外一个选择，就是我们可以选择来看耶稣，来思想耶稣。
But in time like this, Christians have another opportunity.Another alternative is that we can choose to look upon Jesus.
所以有时候我在开车开到一半，有时一个人嘛，好，旁边没有人，我就突然开始赞美主，真的就是开始赞美主。
Sometimes when I was driving all by myself, then I would just started to praise God out loud.
虽然刚开始赞美的时候很假哈，因为是强迫的。
Initially, it might sound fake because I was forcing myself to.
主，我赞美你，你就觉得很痛苦，但是就是赞美啊。
So I would say, Lord, I praise you, even though it feels very painful.
后来学的。操练几次以后发现有诀窍的。
But after several practices, then I learned the secret.
你知道吗？我最常赞美的一件事情就是基督的内住。
You know, the thing that I praise the most is the fact of indwelling of Christ.
感谢主，现在活着的不再是我，是你。
Lord, I praise you because now it is not I that live, but you.
我赞美你，你替我活。
Lord, I praise you because you live for me.
啊，不再是我，是基督。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当你这样赞美的时候，你会发现那个力量都出来了。
As we keep praising, then you would discover the strength started to emerge.
因为你凭着你自己实在是不喜欢这些环境，也讨厌自己。然后也没有力量胜过这些难处。
Yes, by our own strength, we don't like the situation, and we like the strength to overcome it.
有时候觉得人活得好无聊，真的。所罗门会写，我也会写，虚空的虚空。
Sometimes we feel life is so meaningless. We can just be like Solomon, say vanity, vanity.
我可以写十倍的。
I can even write 10 times more than he could.
但是弟兄姊妹，你可以任凭这样子下去。
But then you can just let yourself go and continue to be like this.
你可以 let go, 你也可以 let God.
You can let go and then you can let God.
你 let go, 你就越来越下去，越来越下去，因为整个地的特点就是往下去。
If you let go of yourself, you will continue to sink because that is the natural phenomenon.
整个属肉体的天然的生命就是往下去的。
The nature of our flesh is always falling down.
但你也可以 let God.
ButYet you can choose to let God.
你转向耶稣，你思想耶稣就是不一样，他就是起来。
If you turn around and upon Jesus, consider Jesus, it will make a difference. Your strength will come.
好，讲到借着要仰望他，并且思想耶稣。
So through looking unto and considering Jesus.
所以我上礼拜已经跟你们纠正过了哈，这个中文的翻译说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。那么。英文里面是讲到你们要思想那位忍受罪人顶撞的耶稣这两个意义是不一样的
Okay, Pastor just corrected the Chinese translation.
好，那第二个我们讲到在我讲第二跟第三以前我在复习第四跟第一哈，第四是讲到有一个标杆，一个清楚的意象。
Before we go to number two and three, I will review four and one. Number four says that we ought to have a glorious vision.
那第一个是讲到我们要起来跑这条路。
And number one says we ought to rise up and run the race.
因为我们有一个不仅仅有一个清楚的标杆，而且是一个永远不会错，是一个正确的、有永恒价值的标杆。
Number four says that we not only that we have a goal, but this goal will have eternal value and will never change and never goes wrong.
就是保罗所说的那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
That is what Paul says, that glorious hope.
当我们在跑这条路的时候
So when we are running this race
希伯来作者在这里接着我的第二点跟第三点 要提的
Now I will continue with number two and three
一方面我们在跑这条路我们身上带着很多的问题
As we are running this race we are carrying with us a lot of our issues
我们需要神来管教我们
So we need God to discipline to chasten us
他管我们又教我们这是中文比英文好的地方
So he teaches and he corrects and chasten us
你们要注意听中文的管教比英文的管教好多了。
Chinese translation of the chasten has more meaning than the English word chasten.
它不光管你，而且它教你。
Not only that it corrects, but it also teaches.
所以一路上我们需要神来管教我们。
So all this way we need our Lord to chasten and discipline us.
这是神做的，神来帮助我们。
And that is the work of God. God Himself will help us.
那另外一方面是我们要做的，我们要起来要有积极具体的追求。
And our side is we ought to have this active and unregretful pursuit.
就是你到底用怎样的态度，你到底用怎样的价值观，你到底是用怎样的代价来走这条路。
So with what kind of attitude and value system, and also what kind of price we are willing to pay in order to run the race.
那在这里讲管教的时候，这段话非常宝贝哈，我们就一起来读都已经很够了。
So this passage is very precious. Let's all read together about discipline.
我们从第五节。
Let's read from verse 5.
我们就从第五节，我们读到第十节。
So, verse 10.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。所以被他责备的时候也不可灰心。在这里讲到被管教的时候该有的四件事情，好，请大家注意啊。第一件事情不可以轻看。
So these are the things that we ought to pay attention to when we are being disciplined and chastened. First, do not despise.
第二个，不可以灰心。
And do not be discouraged.
轻看。
Do not be despised. Do not despise.
就是说到我们在主的面前，我们没有尊重那位管教我们的。
If we despise, we are not honoring the one that disciplines us.
我们就完全失去了被管教的目的。和管教该带来的结果。
Then we completely missed out the purpose of our discipline, and then we will not get the result of our discipline.
今天你可以看见很多的小孩子，一看就知道他是缺少管教的。
Today, there are many children that we can easily say that they lack discipline.
很多父母说，因为我这个孩子生来的个性是这样子，他不容易管教。
Many parents would justify says, "Oh, our kids were born this way. It's very hard to discipline them."
但是很多的时候，其实还是父母缺少。
But oftentimes, I would say it's because the parents do not discipline well.
孩子们为什么会轻看管教呢？
Why would children despise chastening?
这个是有的时候是父母亲没有原则，或是父母亲在管教的事上本身不够认真，或是缺少 consistency 缺少。这个持续。
Oftentimes it's because parents lack consistency or principle when they discipline their children.
所以你可以看见有人在推啊二十那个小朋友坐在地上拳打脚踢啊。
So sometimes we will see little kids throwing temper tantrum in Toys R Us.
你可以看见他在 这个 Sis Candy 面前哭的这个震天炸响。
And you will hear children wailing in front of Sis Candies.
因为他要的东西他得不到，他就大喊。
They just cry because they do not get what they want.
那父母亲觉得真丢脸，就只好给他买了。
And then parents will feel ashamed and embarrassed, so they will buy the candy for them.
所以孩子们比我们做父母的还懂得怎么管教。
So actually, children know better than parents how to discipline.
他知道如何管教他爸爸妈妈，能够服服帖帖的听他的话。
They know how to discipline their parents so that their parents will obey them.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们做父母的一个很大的缺陷。
And that is the failure of the parents.
所以我现在看见那种孩子们在众人面前那种失态大喊大叫不合理，我一点不同情父母，我同情这个孩子。
So nowadays, when I see children throwing temper tantrum, I do not sympathize the parents, but I sympathize the kids.
因为父母缺少管教。
Because their parents lack discipline.
缺少原则。
They lack principles.
甚至原谅我说缺少真正的爱。
Forgiving me for saying that, but I would say that they lack true love.
因为这是圣经上说的。
Because this is what the Bible says.
圣经上说你不管教孩子就是把他推到阴间，你就是恨他。
Because the Bible says if you do not discipline your children, you are pushing them into the Hades. You are actually hating your children.
你说我怎么会恨我的儿子？
You would say, how could I possibly hate my children?
当然在你主观的经历上你不是恨他。
Yes, subjectively speaking, you never feel you hate your children.
但是你客观上的态度跟做法你就是在害他。
But yeah,Objectively, what you do and your attitude are actually doing them wrong.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要不一样，一定要管教孩子的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we ought to be different. We ought to discipline our children.
所以，你看那孩子们不受管教，因为他轻看。
So if you see children are not being disciplined, they actually despise discipline.
那很多的时候我们父母亲自己榜样也不好，所以他更轻看。
Sometimes the parents are not being a good example, so they even more despise the discipline.
他觉得你自己都是那个样子，你还叫我天天读经，你有天天读经吗？
Because they will say, well, you ask me to read the Bible every day, do you read the Bible every day?
你叫我到学校要准时，你到教会有准时吗？
You ask me to go to school on time, but do you go to church on time?
他当然嘴巴不敢跟你讲，他心里面都已经在跟你辩论了。
They may not say it outwardly, but then in their hearts, they are arguing with you.
啊、你说你不可以那样任性，不可以发脾气，那你天天 对爸爸对妈妈、都那样发脾气、啊、
You may say don't throw temper、don't have bad temper, but you say but how do you treat your own spouse?
所以弟兄姊妹为什么会轻看？
So why do children despise?
好，我现在不是要讲孩子，对不起，那是另外一堂课哈。我们现在还是讲神，神管教我们。
Okay, today's topic is not about disciplining children. That would be another.
第二个不可以灰心啊。
So secondly, do not be discouraged.
这个灰心是撒旦。最重要的一个武器
Discouragement is the most important weapon of Satan.
你看电脑现在天天在换新的哈
Now we get new versions of computers every day.
你看从 iPad 一出来以后有 iPad 然后 iPad 2然后 new iPad 现在听说又到了第四个 generation、啊、又 mini iPad 它就是一两年就给你出来一个
Since iPad came out we have a new versions every day and now it's about the fourth generation of iPad、
啊、有一个故事讲到撒旦也在那里更新他的武器、啊、
And there's a story that Satan also renew the versions of his weapons.
你看中国现在扩充军备那个航空母舰飞机可以Touchdown,
China, they're expanding their military equipment, and now the airplanes can touch down on cruise
carrier.
Yeah.
所以撒旦也在换他的武器。
And Satan is also changing his weapons.
所以他把他旧的武器就 garage sale.
And so he would have a garage sale for his old weapons.
他就拍卖他的旧的武器。
So he tried to sell his old weapons through garage sale.
你们有没有人去逛 garage sale 的时候呢？啊，发现有一个东西真好，真想买，结果那个主人说，哦，那个不是要卖的。
So have you gone to a garage sale and then you found something that you really like and then the owner says, oh no, that item is not for sale.
哦，那个是我的，那个我没有要卖，这些才是要卖的。
Oh, that stuff still belongs to me and I don't want to sell it. You can buy the others.
所以有人那天在 garage sale 的时候想要买武器的时候。
So that day when someone wants to purchase a weapon, so he went to Satan's garage sale.
就有好几个人看中了一个武器要买，撒旦说这个是我绝对不卖的。
Many people wanted to buy one thing and Satan said, I will never sell this weapon.
啊，就是我十几年前看的故事，所以我一直都记得那个武器叫做灰心。
I read the story about more than 10 years ago. I still remember, and that weapon is called discouragement.
啊，就是你就是灰心了，你放弃了。
That's despair. You just give up.
你看看今天我们有多少的基督徒
？Look around, so many Christians.
很多的时候在这条路上，我们就是灰心。
Many get discouraged, despair, and then they want to give up.
因为这条路是要付代价的。
Because it costs a price.
这条路是会碰到困难的
And you will encounter difficulties.
这条路是要被神管教的
And then we will be disciplined.
你不走则已
It's okay if you don't walk on it.
你真要走
But if you decide to walk on it,
一定有代价
There will be a price.
一定有征战
And there will be struggles and battles.
一定有管教
And there will be discipline.
但是我们也不要只停在这里
But let's not stop here.
一定有神的同在
There will be presence of God.
一定有神的祝福
There will be blessings of God.
一定有永恒的价值和未来的奖赏
There will be eternal value and future reward.
所以这里提到了两件事情，不可以轻看，不可以灰心。
So do not despise the discipline. Do not be discouraged.
他底下更积极地告诉我们
And even more positive.
他说因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。底下第九节，再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。底下接下来我们讲另外两个。
So, Pastor just read verses 6 through 11.
真理告诉我们，神不仅仅不会做错事情。
It says, not only that God never does anything wrong.
而且神决定不随便做一件事情。
And God does not casually do anything.
他所有做的事情都是积极的，是有积极的目的的。
Everything that he does has a positive purpose.
而且他所有做在儿女们身上的都是为着爱的缘故。
And everything that he does on his children is for the sake of love.
所以当我们认识了神的用心是好的。
If we recognize that God's motivation is good,
当我们知道神对我们整个是出于爱的
If we know that everything about God is toward us is love
而且他所有的管教不是任凭随便凭己意的他都是有目的有智慧的
And he does not do it casually He does it with purpose and with wisdom
所以他说我们要顺服
Therefore we ought to subject to it
然后要得着主的结局
And we have to receive his end
要得着这个管教的目的
We have to obtain the purpose of this discipline.
就是叫我们的生命被他改变了。
So that our life will be transformed.
我们能够跟他的圣洁有份。
We will be partakers of his holiness.
我们能够结出平安的果子，就是义。
We will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
我跟你讲，圣洁公义在我们身上是连门都没有，找都找不到的。
Because actually, holiness and righteousness can never be found in our flesh.
你讲殷勤，我们可能有殷勤。
Yes, we might have some diligence.
啊，我们讲忍耐，我们可能有点忍耐。
And we might have some patience.
啊，这个有爱，可能也有点爱。
Yes, we might have a little bit of love.
但是我跟你讲，圣洁跟公义在我们身上是没有的。
But none about righteousness and holiness.
圣经上说。没有一人，连一个也没有。
Because the Bible tells us there's no one righteous, not even one.
所以我们怎么样能够跟神的圣洁有份呢
So how can we be partakers of His holiness?
这是神在我们身上管教的目的。
And that is the purpose of His discipline on us.
他打掉不属神的东西。
Because He will break away anything that is not from God.
把耶稣基督美丽的生命能够 constitute, 能够做。
That He can constitute this beautiful life of Christ in us.
所以彼得后书一章四节说到，既然脱离从情欲来的败坏就得以与神的性情有份
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says that because we are being removed from the corruptions of the flesh we can be partakers of his divine nature
你看多好 become partaker of his divine nature 这是一个交换的生命、啊、
so that we can be partakers of his divine nature and that is an exchanged life
什么时候放下我的污秽就是他的圣洁来替代。
Whenever we lay down of our corruptions and defilement, and it will be replaced by His holiness.
什么时候放下我们的软弱，就是用他的刚强来替代。
Whenever we lay down our weaknesses, it will be replaced with His strength.
哦哟，你可以讲不完的东西。
And the list can go on and on.
啊，所以要顺服。
Therefore, we ought to subject to it.
不要浪费神的机会。
Don't waste any opportunities of God.
不要浪费神的时间。
Don't waste any of God's time.
像黎弟兄讲的，你不可能缩短神在我们身上工作的时间。
Like Brother Watchman says, you can never shorten God's discipline.
但是你却可以单言拖长神在我们身上的工作。
But yet you can prolong God's work in our lives.
没有人比浪费神的时间更可怜了。
No one is more pitiful than wasting God's time.
同样的环境一错再错，一错再错。
That we make the same mistakes repeatedly in the same kind of situation.
我们好像诗篇三十二篇说的，那里讲到有三种被神引导的：神用话语引导我们，神用眼睛引导我们，还有一种最笨的人是神用脚环配头来引导我们。
Psalm 32 says there are three types of God's guidance for people. One is God will guide with His word, or God will guide some people with His eyes. And then the worst kind is God will guide through the bit and bridles.
他用他的话来引导我们。
He will guide us with His words.
那些乖孩子跟爸爸已经学乖的人，爸爸只要眼睛一看，他就知道怎么回事。
And then to the obedient children, the father can just guide them with his eyesight.
不信你看我这样瞪我儿子，他就知道我生气了。
So if I stare at my son, then he will know that I'm mad.
啊，那我这样眼睛点一下，他知道他可以出门。
And if I nod, and he knows that he can get out of the room.
那他不想跑进来咬我，说爸爸爸爸，我现在可不可以出去？我朋友怎么？他只要跟我比一比，我点个头，他就知道了。
Because he doesn't have to shake me and ask me, he just point to me and then I nod and he knows what I mean.
那种最糟糕的就是要用交换配头，那个叫做无知的骡马。
The worst kind that you have to use the bit and bridles to guide, and they are like the foolish mules.
他要满嘴巴都是血以后，他才会乖乖的停下来。
And only after they, the entire mouth bleeds, then they will subdue.
第三件大的事情。
The third.
借着积极永远不后悔的追求。
Is that through active and unregretful pursuit?
所以这里，作者讲了一个所以十二节。
So verse 12 says, therefore.
他说，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。所以在这里讲到积极，而且是一个永远不后悔的追求。
So, Pastor just read verses 12 to 17. So, through active and unregretful pursuit.
很快，我只是念过去就好了。第一个，要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，说到叫做 never give up， 要积极的往前。
First, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. In other words, never give up. Always actively march forward.
灰心、疲倦、受伤，难免的。
Yeah, it is inevitable that we get discouraged. We even get hurt.
但是 never give up， 永远不要放弃，要积极，要继续往前。
But never give up. Always be positive and move forward.
第二个，要为自己的脚把道路修直了。
Secondly, make straight path for your feet.
使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈啊！他这里讲的，好，对不起，这里讲到我们不要重蹈覆辙，一错再错，反而要得到医治，而且要为自己和别人走出一条路来。
And then say that the lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. It says that do not keep repeating the same mistakes over and over, but make the right choices and also be pioneer and walk a path for others.
你这个路不直，路曲曲曲曲的，你的受伤的脚就更容易歪伤啊！已经瘸的人更难走路。
If you don't make straight paths and then the path is kind of bumpy, then the lame will easily fall and then will be dislocated.
好，所以你要走得好，你就要让你自己能够有走得好的路。
In order to walk the path well, you have to have a good path to walk on.
天天在网路上跟色情 fight.
If you always struggle with pornography on the internet,
然后就一错再错，一错再错，
and keep repeating the same mistakes,
你不如真的把你的电脑就去掉了。
You rather get rid of your computer.
或是你再也不一个人单独的时候用电脑，你要为自己把路给修平。
Or you never use a computer when you are alone, because you have to make straight path for yourself.
夫妻两个吵架，吵一辈子都还是这样子吵架。
Husbands and wives, all of their lifetimes.
其实很多的路可以修好了以后不会再发生的。
Actually, you can make straight path, and then the same mistakes will not happen again.
所以我们就是一错再错，我们缺少在管教中学习神到底在教我们什么。
We keep repeating the same mistakes. We fail to realize what God is trying to teach us through the discipline.
另外，你也可以为别人走出一条路来。
And also, you can walk a path and open up a way for others.
你在怎么样子胜过失业的沮丧？
How you overcome the frustrations of unemployment?
你怎么样子能够克服配偶不爱主，不能跟你同心？
How you overcome the trouble that your spouse does not love the Lord?
你怎么样子能够面对同工们不同心的时候，你能够却能够让主仍然掌权？
How you can overcome the difficulty when your coworkers do not work together in one accord?
你能够如何从这个灵性的低谷里面走出来，从软弱中得能力，你通通可以为别人走出一条路来的。
How you walk out of your spiritual lows and you receive strength out of your weaknesses, and these can all be opened up a path for others.
第三个要追求和睦，第四个追求圣洁，讲到 peace with man and peace with God.
Pursue peace with all people and holiness. That talks about peace with man and also peace with God.
多少的心理学家告诉我们，人之所以心理有病， 绝大部分的原因是在他关系上出了问题。
Most psychologists tells us that a lot of mental problems are caused by relationship problems.
你不信你试试看，你跟太太大吵一架，你第二天上班都上不下的。
If you don't believe it, try it. After you have a big fight with your wife, then you will not have a calm, peaceful mind.
孩子跟你冲突，然后在很大的矛盾里面，你几天都没办法好好生活的。
If you're having a great conflict with your children, then you will not be able to live peacefully for many days.
我们跟神之间也是
the same with our relationship with God.
持续的犯罪，不肯顺服神，得罪神，你没有 peace with God， 你不会有舒服的日子。
Continue to sin, we don't have peace with God. We will not have peace alone.
所以这里一共讲到了五个要，第五个讲到要谨慎。
And then it says, be careful.
啊，这一段的圣经讲到五个要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，要把自己的脚为自己的脚把道路修直，要追求与众人和睦，要追求圣洁。啊，第五个讲到要谨慎的时候提到的三个恐怕。
In this passage, there are five commands. First, to strengthen the hands and the feeble knees, make a straight path, and also pursue peace, pursue holiness. And then the fifth one is to look carefully. And then during this passage about look carefully, it has some lest.
第一个，恐怕有人失了神的恩。
Lest anyone will fall short of the grace of God.
要谨防我们的生活、生命里面有破口、漏洞。
So be careful about our strongholds and our gaps.
漏掉了神的恩典。
That we will lose, we miss out the grace of God.
不是神不祝福我们，也不是神的恩典不够，而是常常是我们的生活、生命里面有破口。
It's not that God does not want to bless us, or that His grace is not sufficient, but oftentimes that we have a leak of the blessings and grace.
我们漏掉了神的恩。
We miss out and we leak out.
水管漏了，车子机油漏了。任何东西漏了，那都是一件大事啊。
Anytime we have a leak in our pipes or our motor oils, and that will cause a great trouble.
第二个，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，叫众人沾染污秽，就是要谨防被玷污。
Lest any root of bitterness spring up and cause trouble, by this many might defiled. Therefore, we ought to be careful about defilement.
一个被刚刚换完机油，满手是机油的手，他碰一个就玷污一个。
If you just change your oil and your hands are full of grease, whatever you touch, you defile that thing.
所以当我们跟这样子的人接触，跟这样子的环境接触的时候，我们都要小心的。
So whenever we come in contact with such circumstances or such people, we ought to be careful.
要谨防被玷污。
Be careful not to get defiled.
第三个恐怕。
The third last.
就是要谨防属灵的短视。
Be careful about the short-sightedness, spiritual short-sightedness.
就是缺少属灵的眼光。
That is lacking spiritual vision.
以扫贪恋世俗，为了一个红汤，为了一点暂时的食物，把长子的卖了。
Like Esau, for a one morsel of food, sold his birthright.
那是非常暂时的。
And that was the food was such a temporary thing.
不过只是解决了当时的饿而已。
It only solved the hungry problem for a moment.
只是解决了当时的渴而已。
It only solved the thirst problem for a moment. 他
可以把长子永恒的福分、神的福分给丢了。
Yet he sold his birthright. He gave away. He lost.The eternal blessings of God.
他就产生了一个已经不能够挽回的懊悔。
So he had this regret that can never be reversed.
想要再重得的时候已经得不回来了。
When he wanted to gain it back, he was not able to.
所以希望我们能够在主面前都有这种积极、永远不懊悔的追求啊。
Therefore, we ought to have this active and unregretful pursuit before the Lord.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。